Newsflash. Local. Hung Xiu Chu passes KMT presidential primary polls. Deputy Legislative Speaker Hung Xiu Chu passed the 30% threshold in the ruling Kuomintang's three presidential primary polls on June 14th, with an average approval rating of 46%. Hung, who can now be nominated by the KMT to run in the presidential election to be held in January next year, thanked her supporters during a press conference at the KMT's headquarters. "This is only the first step," Hung said, adding that she will now move forward with greater confidence to secure her party nomination. Hung said she expects the KMT's National Party Convention on July 19 to formally pick her as the party's presidential nominee, and that a presidential election between two women would mark a new page in the development of democracy in Taiwan. The polls were organized by three consultancies, Trengo, Statnik, and the United Daily News, each of which was required to collect more than 1,200 valid samples. PRC to remove visa rule for Taiwanese. The People's Republic of China will remove entry permit requirements for Taiwan nationals, as top political advisor Yu Shensheng vowed to boost exchanges across the Taiwan Strait on June 14th. Yu, chairman of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, announced the plan during a speech at the Seventh Straits Forum, the largest annual event for cross-strait exchanges, in Xiamen in the southeastern province of Fujian. The plan to offer the permit-free policy was announced as Yu promised to create better conditions for cross-strait exchanges. Currently, Taiwanese nationals must apply for a visa-like entry permit to visit China. The Taibaojiang, the passport-like document that carries the entry permits for Taibao, or Taiwan compatriots, will be made into a card, Yu said. The document also serves as identification during a Taiwan national stay in China. International. Search on for people, zoo animals missing in Georgia flood. Rescue workers in Georgia are still searching for more than 20 people and a number of potentially dangerous animals missing after severe flooding ravaged the area around the zoo and left at least 12 people dead. None of the people who died were killed by the zoo animals that ran off after the floodwaters destroyed their enclosures, the Tbilisi zoo director said. Three zoo employees were among those who drowned. Among the animals that fled the flooded zoo were lions, tigers, bears, wolves, a hippopotamus, and one jaguar. Some, including the hippopotamus, were tranquilized and returned to the zoo. Others were shot by police, while more remain missing. Heavy rain on June 14th caused a landslide that blocked what is normally a pleasant stream in the hilly city, but as the floodwaters grew in strength, the fierce torrent broke through. The raging waters swept through the zoo and swamped numerous houses. The homes of about 40 families were destroyed. Spacecraft that landed on Comet finally wakes up. To scientists' relief and delight, the Philae spacecraft that landed on a comet last fall has woken up and communicated with Earth after 7 long months of silence, the European Space Agency announced. Philae became the first spacecraft to settle on a comet when it touched down on IC-67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko in November 2014. However, the solar-powered probe came down with a bounce and ended up in the shadow of a cliff instead of in direct sunlight. As a result, Philae managed to conduct experiments and send data to Earth for only about 60 hours before its batteries ran out and it was forced to shut down its systems and go silent. Scientists had hoped that the probe would wake up again as the comet approached the sun, enabling Philae's solar panels to soak up enough light to charge the craft's main battery. Buzzwords in the news. To promulgate. The Yunlin County Magistrate promulgated regulations that were passed in May to ban the burning of coal and petroleum coke by factories. Suicide bomber. A suicide bomber blew himself up near major tourist site Karnak Temple in Egypt's southern city of Luxor. Hearse convoy. The remains of 15 teens killed in the Germanwings plane crash left Dusseldorf Airport in a hearse convoy that took them back to their homes.